Rick, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, guys.
I know you've been in Tampa for a while. Before we get like really hyper-focused on the Bucks, can you explain this embarrassment of riches Tampa as a sports town has enjoyed in the 2020-2021 stretch here? Stanley Cup title, a World Series appearance, Super Bowl in the city, and a team that might be playing in its home stadium. How do you explain this, Rick?
Well, as you know, Tampa Bay has long been the city of champions, and and all three teams have you know, done well. No, actually, you know, it's the most Tampa Bay thing ever. Where sadly, and for our country, obviously, we're going through this, but for Tampa Bay sports fans, let's just go there. That, you know, all of this has occurred with no one being able to go to games.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's unbelievable that, you know, Tom Brady came here back in February, and I've yet to meet the guy yet, okay, much less that there's been a few fans, you know, at the stadium. I think they've had as many as 15,000. So that has probably been the most. But, it's nuts, right, that all three franchises have had the year they've had. And I think all of them, at least in the short term, should continue on and do great things. So it's been fun. But, you know, if they're able to get this one Sunday, that'll take it to a new level for sure.
Man, that is such a profound thing you said, because I was thinking it from the standpoint that this, and in the playoffs in general, you've had fan bases and outdoor stadiums and great NFL cities, Buffalo, Green Bay, Kansas City. Think about if we could have had the soundtrack of full stadiums. I didn't even think about how Tampa is having this groundbreaking year, and you might have a home game for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's never happened before, obviously, but it's a big loss, not, you know, economically, and we've lost a lot of sports events throughout the year because of the pandemic. And you know, I hope that the NFL owners, I think this is their fourth or fifth Super Bowl. I hope they, you know, come back here again. This was supposed to be LA's, and they had the stadium construction delays. But nonetheless, we just have a sort of a tendency of having Super Bowls during crisis times. I mean, you know, the Gulf War, we all remember Whitney Houston and the national anthem and the patriotism that existed then. And then, you know, their last Super Bowl was during a real economic crisis, which, you know, was difficult in terms of some normalcy. And then, you know, this year, of course, is even more unique, where you're going to be honoring 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers, and there'll only be about 22,000 at the game itself. So, you know, but the Bay Area has pulled it off, and they are some of the most memorable Super Bowls, you know, that there's ever played, and so hopefully they'll have another one.
All right, I think you can make a fair argument that Aaron Rodgers is probably a lot closer to his prime than Tom Brady, but the Tom Brady being one victory away from a Super Bowl, and what that means in the big Belichick versus Brady narrative that was the number one storyline entering the year, what do you think that's going to look like on Sunday, Tom Brady being this close to proving that kind of point?
Well, I don't know if that was his sole motivation, but, you know, if this was a divorce, he got the house, he got the kids, he got the cars, he got, you know, he's getting paid $25 million in alimony. I mean, you know, he won it. He had the better lawyer. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, I don't think people will appreciate, and probably will until we get away from this, right, what it means to have a guy at 43 and for Tom to be playing at the level he is and to come down after 20 seasons in one place, right? Not know anybody except Gronk, who he convinced them to trade for, not have any off season, have to throw with guys at Berkeley Prep and, you know, literally meet his teammates that way and not have much of a training camp, no preseason games, and start the year at New Orleans, right? Here's the NFC champs. Go get them, Tiger. So it's been remarkable to see just how he's raised the level. And it is real. It, you know, I've covered this guy, you know, from afar and in Super Bowls all this time and was pretty, you know, amazed by him. But until you're around it every day and watching practice and seeing the impact he has on all the players, both sides of the ball, just the attention to detail, you know, the focus that he brings every single day. it's really transformed this franchise, and that's why they're as far as they are right now.
Rick Stroud, who covers the Bucks for the Tampa Bay Times, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. A lot's been made this week, and with good reason. The Buccaneers dismantling the Packers earlier in the season, but even after that, Rick, as you well know, it was some tough times for the Bucks. They lost 3 out of 4 at one stretch. After they lost to Kansas City, they were 7-5. Haven't lost since the bye. In your estimation, what is the biggest area that they've improved in from that point till now?
Well, I mean, I think they just, you know, it was a process. I think he needed time on the practice field. The bye week absolutely helped them get healthy. You added some pieces during the year, like Antonio Brown. He really came on, you know, and had 5 touchdowns in a 4-game stretch there. And you know, there was a sort of a collaboration. Tom needed certain things that was in Bruce's offense, but not in the quantity it needed to be, like play action, a commitment to running the football, some pre-snap motion, you know, just to give him, some of the cues that he needed. And then he just needed time on the field, both in games and in practice, because, you know, he'd gone through everything in New England with those guys for 20 years, but this is the first time going through it with Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians in an offense he did not know. So I just think it's just been, again, remarkable to see the growth of this team. And, yeah, they beat some tomato cans down the stretch, but that Saints defense was pretty darn good, you know, last Sunday, and they had their number, and they went out there and did what they needed to do, and the defense has really risen up and played really well. So, here they are, 60 minutes away from maybe bringing the Super Bowl back home with them to Tampa State, to Raymond James Stadium.
All right, last thing. Nothing will ever touch the mythology of John Gruden, what he means to Tampa, how he did the Rich Gannon impression in practice to get his team ready for the Super Bowl. But what does B.A. mean to Tampa? He was clearly an incredible quote and a story and a figure in Arizona. I know he's a little diminished by age, but what do you make of his place and his status in Tampa, given what's transpiring?
I'll tell you what, man, I can't believe you just brought up Bruce Arians. You know what I mean? Listen, it's been Bruce Arians has been great to work with, as you guys know, and you know, his coaching staff is one of the best I've ever been around, and you know, I just think he does things the right way, and it's been refreshing for Tom. You know Bruce is still, you know, he's still very, coaches you hard. He's got the Bear Bryant coach you hard, hug him up later. And I think people lost their minds when he was, you know, critical in the media about Tom and the mistakes he made. But, you know, B.A. is B.A., man. You know, win or lose, we booze, baby. So he really wants this. He's 67, 68 years old. He knows he doesn't have many more chances at it. And he's enjoying being around yet another, you know, iconic quarterback. And, I think the players really respond to him and his coaching staff, and there's a reason why, you know, after just a couple years, he finds himself in this game.
Rick, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah,
we really appreciate
it,
and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks.
Say hello to my friend Aaron, will you?
We'll do.
Yeah, but we should explain that, shouldn't we, really quickly?
You can. I mean, that's the daughter of my college roommate, Tim Maloney.
That's Aaron Maloney, our executive producer.
We just learned that. Her father was your college roommate.
Next time you're on, Rick, we're going to get dirt.
Yeah, well, I don't got a lot of that. He was pretty squeaky clean, to be honest with you. I've never seen a guy 5'9" rake like he could, though. He's in the Arkansas State Hall of Fame, so there you go.
Is that right?
Oh, we're learning a